Welcome back to the weekly news roundup. This is the second of our headlines for the March 19th weekly news roundup. And we are going to be talking a very short video here, just two articles about, the robots are coming, guys. Apparently Skynet has been built. The robot clone wars are on the way. And it's all going to start really quick over in China, where a humanoid robot has to be detained by the cops after terrorizing an elderly woman on the street. It's beginning. Now, this was an android arrest, okay? But this is not an autonomous robot. That's the one thing that you need to recognize from this particular clip, is that this was actually a robot being manually controlled by somebody. Now, what surprised me the most about this article here is that this happened over in China, and they did not send the operator of the robot to the gulag. They did go talk to him, but they didn't send him to the gulag. That's at least not yet, not publicly. Maybe they didn't because there were too many cell phones recording the situation. They'll come back for him later. I mean, it's China. They know exactly who he is. But the surreal incident occurred last week in the city of Macau. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. With the startled 70-year-old ending up in the hospital following her encounter with a 4-foot-4-inch robot. All right, so the senior has been seen raging at the robot in the street, China, last week after it invaded her personal space. Here is the police walking off with the robot. Onlookers filmed the video of the woman yelling at the robot, reported to be a Unitree G1 model retailing from $13,500. You know what? Perfect justice. Just smash the robot. That's my $13,000 robot. Stop using it to abuse elderly women. Okay. In the video footage, the bot was seen raising both arms. It was scolded by the woman. Video subsequently shows two police officers taking the robot off the street. Here is, of course, we have video. No useful audio in there, but here you can see the robot is over there, and there's the police walking off with the robot. Now, these are not robots that can operate in and of themselves. Robot purportedly belongs to an education center. It was conducting promotional activities in the area. The android is being operated remotely by a 50-year-old man who told the police he was testing the robot to further improve its operation. He was subsequently warned by authorities to be more mindful of endangering or frightening pedestrians. Looks like the robot needs a lawyer or some basic rights. One quipped, you're going to jail, pal, the second one said. So there you go. So that's mildly amusing, but this one's kind of not. So humanoid robots were sent to Ukraine to be deployed in the battlefield for the first time. Now, they were not deploying them into the range with, armed with those laser guns from the Terminator movies, go in there, whatever else. They're actually, it's more like that scene from Signs, if you guys remember when Meryl goes into the Army recruiter's office, and you got kind of get that weird, crazy, recruiter in there, like it's called probing. It's a military tactic. He goes on that whole thing. Nobody's been hurt, mind you, and that's the rub. Yeah. So that's kind of what they're doing. They're right now sending these in to reconnaissance. And so they're basically deploying all these AI robots, but these guys are able to do at least some functions without any specific control. So there you go. Not to be scientists taught a robot to play tennis with just 5 hours of training data. So that was not too long ago. And of course, now we're sending them into battle situations. So the M1 Phantom humanoid robots have officially been deployed to the front lines of the Ukraine-Russian war. Now, the articles I read didn't say the front line. So they say the robots have been delivered to Ukraine to evaluate their effectiveness. Ukraine has become the world's main testing ground for weapons manufacturers, including Western startups. So all you guys with a conspiracy theory that these wars going on, whether it's Ukraine or whether it's Iran, this is all just here to enrich the people making military weapons. You're probably right. I could see an argument for that. Sure. Future reports, Mike LeBlanc, a combat veteran and co-founder of robotics firm Foundation, revealed the company has already sent humanoid robots to war-torn battlefields of Ukraine. They're only being used for reconnaissance. It's called probing. It's a military tactic. No one's been hurt, mind you, and that's the rub. They're just here evaluating. For what? The rest of them. You know, and so we think there's a moral imperative to put these robots into war instead of soldiers, LeBlanc told at Time. His goal is to eventually build Phantom into a robot that can use any kind of weapon that a human can, like an eponymous killer robots in the Terminator movies. Yes. So there we have it, folks. Okay, I will meet him here. Yes, I'd probably rather send a robot into battle over a human, but let's not start wars to send robots in. That's a little on the terrifying side, all right? Let's end these things. Let's get everybody home. Let's stop blowing things up. You know, sure, I agree that the sending the robot into the battlefield is probably better than sending the human into the battlefield. But I just don't really want to live in a world where a self-delivering robot can roam around with any weapon a human can. How long before we have robots committing these events in public places? You know, because some hacker got it and, you know, you think you're deploying the robot here and the robot goes in and, you know, basically goes full on Terminator mode, goes in a gun store and asks for a Uzi 9mm. And then, you know, gets a shotgun, puts things in there, you know, all that kind of stuff. You know, how long before that happens? So reports suggest Phantoms are wielding handguns and rifles in the lab. So this is where the weapons come into play. So they, in the lab, they are now handling weapons, handguns and handguns, rifles. Of course, here, the soldiers are designed for reconnaissance and resupply. That's probably what they told the investors or the public releases, so that people that are like, you're building robots for war? Oh, no, no. They're just for reconnaissance and for resupplying things. Then why is it holding a gun? Don't think about that. Just give us more money. We pinky promise and spit shake. We will not use these to destroy people. But come on. Think of the power of sending this in a battle instead of your children. Think of the children, guys. Think of the children. I mean, under the children, man, we get robots armed with guns. We all have to provide our ID to turn on Linux. I mean, we won't arrest the billionaires that are, you know, evidence they've been on some island with some pervert, but we can protect the children by sending robots with guns into war, folks. Come on. Come on. So, there you have it. I don't remember there being anything specifically amazing in the videos. That was a longer video, so I don't want to do that one. So here you go. There's some game. This must be from like the TV shows of Terminator or something. I'm not familiar with this clip. Everything after Terminator 2 cannot possibly be canon. The whole idea of Terminator 2 was that it ended the whole thing. But they're like, yeah, we can't end it here. There's too much money to be made. Okay, I understand that. So, I don't know. What do you guys think? Robots on the battlefield. Let me know your thoughts in the comments down below.